Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day five of our cooking concepts is a very fun thing that I love making. And it's the concept and the style of braising. Now, I'm going to explain to you what a braise is. A braise is something that we're going to season. We're going to submerge halfway in liquid. And we're also going to put in the oven to roast. So I'll explain it very easy. What we're going to do today is a braised pork shoulder. Now, the braised pork shoulder is a really wonderful thing, not only to eat, but also to cook, because it really just brings a lot of great aromas together. And I'm going to give you a very easy recipe so you and your family can get started. First thing I'm going to do is take 1 pound of pork butt. Now, there's this misconception. Everybody thinks pork butt is actually the pig's butt. I promise you that is not the case. Pork butt is another way of saying shoulder. Now, we can take that shoulder. We're going to season it heavily with salt and pepper. And I like to use fresh garlic as well. So what I like to do is get my garlic, not paste, but minced up garlic. If you want to run it in through your food processor, that's fine. Your Robocoo, whatever you have, that'll work perfectly for this. But not garlic paste. Garlic paste, though good, it also leaves an interesting texture on the meat. And I don't want that on there. We're going to go ahead and put 3 tablespoons of olive oil inside of a nice hot skillet. We're going to get that really, really, really hot. We're going to put our pork in there. Once the pork goes in there, I'm going to let that sit until we get a nice color. We'll go ahead and turn it, and then we'll turn it on the top, and we'll turn it also on its bottom part as well of the meat, because we want to make sure every single edge of this has a nice sear. Once that sear is complete, I'm going to go ahead and put this in a nice pan. And this pan is going to consist of 1 cup of red wine, 2 cups of apple juice, and 3 cups of beef stock. Once it sits in there, I'm going to go ahead and I'm not going to put a aluminum foil over. You see, a lot of people put aluminum over that, and I'm sorry, but when you put aluminum foil over something that's got that much moisture in it already, you're only ruining it. You don't have to do that. A beautiful braise goes right in the oven, 375 degrees, and let it do its thing. Realistically, if you want this to be really great, let it cook overnight. But a good braise should never be covered. That is not braising. Technically, that would be roasting. So what we're going to do is we're going to put it in there, let it go 4 to 6 hours. Every hour, you're going to turn this meat over, allowing it to be submerged in liquid. And I promise you, this is going to be something you're going to love and you're going to enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You all could call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.